This podcast lets you take Carly and Dane anywhere. And now you can shop on the go too. Hit up harveynorman.com.au on your mobile now. Get amongst it.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hashtag Carly and Dane.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is. And I have my Valentine on the line right now, my partner Russell. Hey, Russ.
Hey.
You've obviously just woken up. So, Russ, you showed up yesterday with a beautiful little package. You put a lot of time and effort into it, and I really appreciate that. A beautiful balloon. Because we're going to be away. Yeah. So I wanted to repay the favour. Now, early in the days when we first met each other, part of that courtship was, I'll be honest, spent in a nightclub. And, you know, we danced, and you're not a dancer. You don't like to dance when we're out, but you danced for me, and I appreciated that because you do things you don't really like when you're trying to call people and you act like you like them. So I put together a special something reminiscing down memory lane.
Are you ready for it, Russ?
Yeah, righto.
Carly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Taco. And possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me.
Smack that.
All on the floor.
Smack that.
Give me some more.
Smack that.
Till you get some.
Smack that.
Oh,
oh, oh. Smack that.
All on the floor.
Smack that.
Give me some more.
Smack that.
Till you get some.
Smack that.
Oh, oh.
Smack, smack that. Yeah.
Smack that.
Smack that, Russ.
Smack that. I love you, Russ.
Me too.
How romantic was that? Because that song holds a special place for us, Russell. We dance to that song. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, thanks.
Look, I don't claim to be a singer, and that was honestly my best efforts, but it was from the heart, okay? Can you appreciate that?
Yeah, maybe use a bit of auto-tune.
Carly may think she's not a singer, but I am a singer, and I find that highly offensive. You think when we use auto-tune.
Well, how did you feel about your Valentine's Day gift? Like, I brought the romance, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's Carly and Russ's last Valentine's Day they'll be spending together.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
Carly, wow, what a night last night it was. 50 Shades of Grey has now opened in cinemas everywhere.
Yes, and there are some mixed reviews, I'll tell you that. Lisa Wilkinson absolutely panned it, but who cares about her opinion? It's all about Peg's opinion.
Exactly right. My 82-year-old Nan Peg, I sent her to see 50 Shades of Grey yesterday. She joins us now. Good morning, Nan.
Hello, sweetheart.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Carly's here as well.
Hello, Carly. How are you?
You're very well this morning, Peg. And yourself?
Pretty good, thanks, darling.
Oh, good.
Now, Nan, the question that's on everyone's lips around the Riverina. Carly's just knocking the microphone down the road. She's that excited. Nan, what did you think of 50 Shades of Grey?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Oh. Why is that?
Because they had non-known actors and actresses, and it followed the book.
Right.
And if you've read the books, then you know what it's about.
Yes. And were you shocked in any parts of the movie, Peg?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
And there wasn't so much swearing.
No.
Yeah, you don't want that.
But there was some nudity, of course.
Mm. What did you think of the nudity in those scenes in the playroom, Nan?
Well, I don't like that bondage bit to start with, but anyway, it was well done.
Right, tastefully done.
Yes, yes. And people who want to do that kind of thing will do it anyway, regardless of seeing it done on a movie.
Sorry, Peg, I just got to collect myself. They will. So a lot of people are saying that it was a little bit harsh towards women and that Christian come across as, dare I say it, a bit of a jerk.
Well, he was a control freak, and that was from the way he was taken from when he was 4 years old.
Mm.
And it was the lady that raised him and taught him those things. Anastasia changes him.
Yeah.
Mm.
He doesn't like that because he said, you're changing me.
Mm.
At any stage during the movie, did you have to cover your eyes?
No.
At any stage of the movie, did anyone walk out?
Not that I saw, no.
Were you the oldest person in the cinema?
Could have been. I didn't bother looking at anybody else. I was just interested in what I was doing.
That's the right attitude, Peg.
But then, okay, the final question for you. How many Choc Tops out of 5 will you give it?
Probably 3.5.
3.5 stars for 50 Shades of Grey from my Nana Peg. All right, Nan, well, you can take a little breather for 2 years till the next movie comes out.
Oh, my golly gosh, I'll be old by then, sweetheart.
Nan, come on, positive thoughts. Thanks so much, Nan. Love you.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye, Peg.
That's great. Now, 3 stars, which is, I think is a bit generous from Peg, but she must have really enjoyed it. You and I had completely differing opinions to Peg.
Yeah, I've got to say, Dane, as a big fan of the books, looking forward to the movie, I was a little bit disappointed. Hated the way it ended. But don't.
Well, it had to end somewhere, didn't it?
Well, if you call that an ending.
Yeah.
I don't want to taint people. I think definitely if you are a fan of the books, go and see it because how could you not?
But, you know, at the end of the day, though. Sorry.
Yeah, but honestly, seeing it compacted into a movie form, and it's been a long time since I've read the books, I didn't really like the characters and what they were getting at. There were points there where I felt like Anastasia, and I know it's explained in the book, should have been a little bit more, listen here, Christian.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, it doesn't matter what we say. People are going to go see this movie.
100%. Like, the hype around it's crazy.
The music was good. And from someone who hasn't read the books, one of the biggest criticisms that are coming across from the film is the dominance of Christian in this relationship. And people are saying, essentially, it's portraying a very unhealthy relationship.
Definitely, I would back that statement.
Is it like that in the books as well?
You know what, to be honest, I've got to say, it's been a while since I've actually read the books, but I feel like maybe the books, it was a little bit watered down, or maybe my opinion changed towards that kind of thing, I don't know, but I don't remember being that shocked and confronted about it.
How many stars out of 5?
2.
2? I give it 1.5. But as I said, people are going
to
go see it.
You're
going to have the nation's lunch hopes on your tiny little shoulders.
Well, yes, Dane. I have taken on this cause. It's really become more of a life mission for me.
Okay.
You know, this all started one day I was at Subway. I was hungrier than a 6-inch, not quite ready for a foot long, put it that way. I come up with this genius plan of the 9-inch sub. Now, we contacted Rob from Subway.
At Griffith Central.
Great bloke. He was on board, but obviously he's got restrictions.
Hands are tied.
So I had to take it to the top, and I did. Okay, so I got on Facebook, and this is what I wrote to Subway Australia, the official one.
What did you say?
I hope. Dear sandwich artists, my name is Carly, and whilst I love your product, you should try Southwest sauce with barbecue. Wow. I have noticed a massive oversight. You see, sometimes when I order a 6-inch, it isn't quite enough to fulfil my appetite. But I'm not quite ready to take on a foot long. So I put to you the possibility of introducing a new product, the 9-inch, that was in capitals.
Okay.
Is this possible? I'm happy to provide my time and my taste buds to work with you to develop this new revolutionary product. Hope to hear from you soon. Looking forward to your feedback. Sincerely, Carly.
They got back to you. What do they say?
Almost instantaneously. Hi, Carly. Thanks for your great suggestions. I will definitely give your Southwest sauce and barbecue sub a try. As for your 9-inch feedback, I pass this on to our customer service team. If needed by the team, may I get your contact details? Thanks.
See, to me, that's a brush off. That's like, look, it's going to be
our
customers. What?
This is me to them. You won't regret trying it. It's my favourite. I really appreciate your quick response and would love to see this happen. My phone number is, and then I gave them my phone number, is it possible to chat with someone from head office on our radio show?
Okay.
Just bring them on the show.
Yeah,
you know
great.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Hi, Carly. I love a good sub combination. I've passed this on to our customer service team
again,
also.
Again, palm off.
And they'll be able to assist with the radio show question. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks. And then I wrote back, great, looking forward to it. Fingers crossed we get some positive news. Thanks again for getting back to me, smiley face.
Starting to get some traction this, Carly. If we speak to someone from Subway. Now, can I put something to you, though? Can I put my 2 cents in? I know you're championing the 9-inch and you're gunning for it and you think it's the way of the future.
It is.
What happens to the other 3 inches, though?
Like I said, I am happy to get on board, do some testing, run some trials.
Can I put something to you?
Yes.
So instead of a 9-inch.
No.
Just hear me out. Okay. Instead of the 9-inch and instead of the 6 and 12.
Yes.
Why don't we have 3 sizes? 4, 8 and 12 inch. So the 8 inch fixes your problem. The 12 inch fixes the really hungry people. And if you just want 4, just go bang. 4 inches for a little sneaky snack.
Nobody's eating just 4 inches.
Small, medium and large.
Everybody. Damn it, Dane. Damn it, Dane. This is my life cause. And you come in here.
Oh, wait, look, just between us. No one's listening. They don't need to know this idea.
Okay, let's just stick with the... I've already done all the work for the 9-inch.
Okay, let's work on the 9-inch.
Okay, we'll work on that. Then we'll workshop your idea later. Granted, your idea is actually probably a little bit better than mine. But you know what? This is going to be huge. Like, I am not going to rest until I see a 9-inch sub, until that is an option for me.
You also said the same thing and about your magic trick when you said you're not going to rest.
This is different. I feel like I was put on this earth to improve sandwiches around Australia. I really do.
And you go get them, girl.
I will.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
Carly, not only are you looking after your actual dog, Geordie, but you're trialling her with another dog at the moment as well.
Yeah, beautiful little pup called April. Now, being a pup, she can be a little bit naughty. So the other day, I come home to find Geordie's pet insurance chewed up in pieces.
Now, the forms you have to hand into the vet.
Exactly. No, well, the forms I have to hand into the insurance company.
Right.
So now I've got to go back to the vet. It took a fair bit to fill out this paperwork. And now I've got to use the classic excuse, can you do it again? The dog ate it. This is going to be an awkward conversation.
Here's what happened when we called the vet.
Good morning, Griffith Vet Hospital. This is Nicole.
Oh, hi, Nicole. It's Carly calling Geordie's owner. How are you?
Good, Carly. How are you?
Yeah, going good.
Miss Geordie.
Oh, she's going okay. I've been doing the cream on her leg and cleaning it, so she's going good. And we got her a little mate.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have to bring her in so you can meet her.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah. I actually am calling about, you know how the other day you filled out all that paperwork?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, something embarrassing has happened.
The dog ate it.
The dog ate it. I'm not kidding. So I know you took ages and I appreciate you doing it. Is it okay?
No, look, it's okay. Just bring me in some more and I'll get it filled out for you.
This is a legitimate thing. I'll bring up the scrumpled up thing if you don't believe me. Have you had this before, though, being a vet clinic?
Oh.
No, because no,
no
one...
No, it's a pretty new one.
You haven't gone to any other vet clinic before, Carly, so it's a once-off, I think.
Only your dog, Carly, would do that.
I know. She runs the house.
This podcast lets you take Carly and Dane anywhere, and now you can shop on the go too. Hit up harveynorman.com.au on your mobile now.